online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna L.
Donald Trump's called on nations to confront what he calls North Korea's very bad behaviour. The US president's insisting there will be consequences after Pyongyang successfully launched an intercontinental missile. Speaking during a trip to Poland, he warned something would have to be done.
Not only must we secure our nations from the threat of terrorism, but we must also confront the threat from North Korea. And that's what it is, it's a threat.
KM FM News.
A 24-year-old man's due in court later charged with murder after the body of another man was found at a house in Margate. Police discovered the 38-year-old after being called to Ethelbert Terrace on Monday. Two other men have also been questioned as part of the investigation. One's on bail, the other's been released without charge. An investigation's underway following reports a woman in her 20s was sexually assaulted at a bus stop in Maidstone. It's said to have happened along Northumberland Road early yesterday morning. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. Regulators are warning one in four social care services are not safe enough. Matt has more for KMFM.
Have a little walk, yeah, because it's good for your muscles. Yeah.
Home visits like this one were among 24,000 services inspected by the Care Quality Commission. Nursing homes had the biggest problems, with a third judged insufficiently safe. The charity Age UK is worried.
It really is a life or death service. Older people and their families are facing very difficult choices, and it is a sort of Russian roulette.
Staff shortages and potential drug errors were identified. Social care was a key issue at the general election. Remember this?
Nothing has changed.
The government insists it'll start a consultation on the issue later this year.
A man's been jailed for attacking a friend and threatening him with a knife in Canterbury. A court heard how Taylor Houston targeted his victim after drinking heavily last New Year's Eve. The 22-year-old from Gordon Road, who also attacked a woman whilst on bail, has been locked up for 20 months.
KM FM News.
Final preparations are being made ahead of one of Ken's biggest events, which gets underway tomorrow. Around 80,000 people are expected to visit the county show at Detling over the 3 days. Following recent terror attacks, there'll be extra security in place this year with random bag checks at the entrance. Show manager Lucy Hegarty says other preparations are going well too.
We've got marquees up now, we've got a lot of fencing on site. Today the animals arrive on site, so it's quite a busy day for us here, all ready to be bedded down and ready for the public tomorrow.
A Kent-based house builder has set aside another £3.5 million to deal with complaints over unfinished homes. Bovis Homes had already earmarked £7 million after buyers were left with houses with electrical or plumbing faults. A garden created by two Kent designers has gone on show in a bid to highlight the impact of the global ivory trade. Mark White and Charmaine Ferguson from Romney Marsh came up with a not-for-sale garden for the charity Tusk, which is supported by Prince William. It includes an archway of 80 fake tusks to represent the number of elephants killed by poachers each day. Mark says it's been a long process.
We approached a charity with our design. Since February, we've been building the garden. We spent 2 weeks now up here building the garden in situation at Hampton Court, and today's our first day of opening to the public.
And Ed Sheeran has denied reports he's quit Twitter. It was rumoured he'd given it up because of abuse he was getting from Lady Gaga fans, who thought he'd criticised her in an interview.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Nicola's here now with the latest sport this lunchtime.
Well, Kyle Edmund will be hoping to become the fifth British player to make it into the third round at Wimbledon. He's just about to take on Gael Monfils on centre court. Novak Djokovic, meantime, is on number one court, playing Czech Republic's Adam Pavlicek. Roger Federer is in action later and says he's at a stage in his career when he can just enjoy the experience.
Everybody believes you should win or have to win. I don't know, I kind of enjoyed that part of playing. But then again, it's secondary to the love for the game I have, how much I love winning.
On to cricket now, and it's the final day of Kent's high-scoring championship game against Northamptonshire at Beckenham. After declaring their first innings on 701 for 7, the home side are batting again, and a short time ago were 31 for 1. It's after the visitors made 568. Meantime, England are up to third in the group stage table after beating South Africa at the Women's World Cup. Kent's Tammy Beaumont scored a century as they set their opponents a world record target of 374 at Bristol. Three straight wins has given England a good chance of finishing in the top four and making the semi-finals.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.